Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Rhapsody in Blue, the name that Ira Gershwin suggested to his brother George, is perfect for a piece of classical music that uses jazz. George Gershwin wrote a lot of classical music that uses jazz. In jazz, the word blue refers to changing some of the notes of a musical scale to blur the lines between major and minor. George Gershwin wasn't the only classical composer to put jazz into his music. He wasn't even the first. French composer Darius Milhaud loved jazz. He used different kinds of it in different pieces. Milhaud wrote Le Bœuf sur le Toit, French for The Ox on the Roof, under the influence of a trip to Brazil. Then he studied American jazz and started using it too. A lot of European composers were intrigued by American jazz. Maurice Ravel, the composer who wouldn't let Gershwin study with him because he didn't want to corrupt his music, wrote a piano concerto that sounded a lot like Gershwin. Russian composers got into the act, too. When the Soviet Union held an official competition to raise the level of jazz in the country, Dmitri Shostakovich wrote his first jazz suite. After they organized an official Soviet state jazz orchestra, Shostakovich wrote another jazz suite. Russian composer Igor Stravinsky loved jazz too. His Ebony Concerto is for clarinet and jazz band. Stravinsky wrote it for Woody Herman and his Thundering Herd. Clarinet soloist on that recording is Benny Goodman, an American musician who moved back and forth between popular and classical music, just like George Gershwin. Another American who did that was Leonard Bernstein. This is from his ballet, Fancy Free. In addition to classical composers who put jazz into their music, there are jazz composers who wrote for the symphony orchestra. One of the greatest jazz musicians ever was Edward Kennedy Ellington, better known as Duke. Duke Ellington composed pieces for the concert hall and the ballet stage, including this one, Three Black Kings. I don't know why so many jazz performers have interesting nicknames, but they do. Chick Corea was born Anthony Armando Corea. After he fell in love with Mozart's piano concertos, Chick Corea wrote one of his own. Back to the piece that got us started on jazz in classical music, The Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Next month on Classics for Kids, a Czech composer who loved the music he heard when he visited America. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for music of Antonín Dvořák on Classics for Kids.